Good morning. It's Tuesday, March the 27th, 2018, 10:12 a.m. I'm a little bit late this morning. I'm having... Yesterday was impossible. I got... I was trying desperately to make 10,000 words. I didn't make it. I didn't even make 8,000 words yesterday. I got tied up with appointments and errands and taxes, and I still have to go back and play more with taxes today. Got up this morning, sat down, fired up the word processor, spent 2.5 hours, got I think about 300 words. So I after 35,000 words in 4 days, I needed a little self-care, so I need to get some words in this afternoon, but I also have to go down to DIA in about 2 hours to pick up the kid who was supposed to be flying in from San Diego. Who has discovered that California is a little bit expensive compared to around here. Of course, any big city is going to be more expensive than things are here in Greeley for the most part. But, you know, how are you going to keep them on the farm once they've seen Paris? So, yeah, today is not going to be my most productive day ever, but I really want to try to get my 5K. 5K is my new daily goal. It's a weekday. Weekdays, I have daily goals. The daily goal is 5,000 words, and I need to get the hours in to get the words down. Although, as I learned this morning, hours just aren't always the answer. So, I've had a couple of epiphanies already in the first mile regarding largely why that didn't really work. First thing was I was hungry. Second thing was I was still asleep. I'm beginning to wake up a little bit now. I can tell the difference. Fresh air is helping. Moving is helping. I played a little bit. That was fun too. That helped, I think. It got me out of my head and into a new space to kind of refresh my brain. So, yeah, I'm good. I had one problem that was driving me crazy, and I solved that while I was walking. I was like, the answer is stupidly obvious, so I don't know why I didn't get it, but... But I was too close to it, I think. I think that was the problem. It was like forcing it too hard and not actually giving it a chance to work itself out. I did lose some time yesterday talking about how do you load a can, particularly how do you load a barbell can, because they're huge. The volume on them is massive. They're like, well, 200,000 cubic meters of cargo space in there, which is a lot of space. And I've been so focused on trying to use spare cans as housing that I overlooked the reality of how do you get into them? I mean, it's always been that you get to the end, you get into them through the ends, that once they're locked into place, you can't get into the cans until you unlock the cans and take them off the ship. So they're very secure. They are airtight. But you got a can floating in space, free. It's not on a ship. It's not anywhere. It's just hanging in the marshalling yards, waiting for transport. What do you do with it? If you want to use it, how do you use it? If it's full, how do you empty it? If it's empty, how do you fill it? And the answer is, well, it's complicated. It's not really. Emptying it's pretty easy. It's if you don't care about losing the stuff that's in it. So getting an empty can is pretty easy. Emptying a can out is pretty easy. Filling it, on the other hand, is, without the appropriate equipment, filling it is a bit of a challenge. And we figure 200,000 cubic meters. If you had a shovel loader that carried the effective cargo of say 2 cubic meters, which is, you know, 1 by 1 by 2. It's a pretty big bucket. But you'd need 100,000 of those buckets to fill a can. The answer is ridiculously obvious once I've got the assistance of my brain trust. There already is loading equipment that will load a whole tractor trailer or a whole containerized cargo or cargo container in one go. In fact, it's so automated that you can actually just sit at the console and say, all right, I need one of these, one of these, one of these, one of these, one of these. And if your warehouse is digitized and automated, then the warehouse equipment can pull the pieces that it needs off the racks, build the load, put the load, the built load, in the loader, and then open the door to the container, and the loader shoves it all into the box at once. But that requires having the loading equipment. Thank you. So I lost a fair amount of time yesterday conversing with the Brain Trust, and I lost at least 1 hour down the Google YouTube rabbit hole looking at various forms of containerized cargo to get an idea of how it might work. And the answer turns out to be relatively simple. Get ready to sit with me. Monk post.
Ah, shit. Ow, ow, ow.
Ow. Yeah, my, I might have slapped that just a little bit too hard. Holy crap. Oh. I caught the knuckle of the arthritic knuckle on that palm. right on the metal. Ow. Son of a sea cook. Oh, so it's a beautiful morning. It is lovely out. It's a little bit chilly. The breeze makes it a little bit chillier. It's a lot warmer than it was when I got up, but it's still like 42, maybe 44 by now, but feeling it. I'm feeling I gotta get back into the book feeling, which is really good because I really need to be feeling like getting back in the book. I don't want to let go of all of this momentum. 40-something thousand words into this book. 40, what did I say last night? 46,000, something like that. So the book is well into halfway, if it's going to be 80,000 words. It's closing in on halfway, if it's going to be 100,000 words. And I still have a long way to go on my outline and plot points. I've shifted some of them around, and I've ignored some and put something else in its place, but I need to go back and figure out kind of where I am. I'm in the second act, I'm in the latter half of the second act somewhere, still playing fun and games. I need to start having things come together a little more rigorously if I'm going to pull this off by the end of the book. Well, if I'm going to pull this off at 100,000 words. If I'm going to pull it together by the end of the week, which is... Yeah, that's going to be difficult. But if I can pull it together by the middle of next week, which is certainly doable, that could have significant implications. And I was right, I do need to finish this book before I get into darkness. It's definitely a stepping stone. Morning. Bicyclist. Bicicleta. Yeah. I'm walking, I'm not talking. And it's right at the same place every time, gosh. That's interesting. I don't know quite why that happens that way. Anyway, so yeah, the book is... I'm busy thinking about the book, so my mouth has stopped moving. I'm really quite pleased with the way things have worked out with the outline. I need to get on top of that outline again. If I can get back into, if I can, because I've deviated from it somewhat. I need to either correct the outline or write my way back. Neither of which is, or the latter action is probably the better one, because I need to be at a particular place in order to end the book. Unless I come up with a different ending, which is also possible. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. As long as I come up with an ending that matches the rest of the story. I solved a problem. Right there, walking along, it was like the answer was laying there on the sidewalk. I just stepped on it. It's like, I think it stuck to my boot. Ah, yes. Yes, 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 yes. This is going to be so much fun. Anyway, I guess I just needed to go out for my walk. Yesterday was hard. And I'm wondering now if one of the reasons that I didn't get to 8,000 yesterday was because I didn't take the walk, because I was so tied up all day. If I had spent a little more time walking, I might have gotten more words, which sounds counterintuitive, but the throughput requires, or is always better if I could get 1,000 words than 300, which does make sense. Anyway, I'm done rambling. Tomorrow's another day. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.